This morning, I had poison for breakfast. This book is about bewilderment. You have no idea what is happening, and nobody you know has any idea what is happening. And of course, there are all the people you don't know, which is most of the people in the world, and they don't know what's happening either. And of course, I don't know what is happening, or I wouldn't have eaten poison for breakfast. Everything that happens in this book is true, by which I mean that it all really happened. The poison and the poems, the deadly cactus and the hypnotic musician, the chicken and the egg and the fatal finale, a phrase which here means there is death at the end of the story. But the story begins at breakfast, which I fixed myself, as I enjoy doing. It won't be necessary for you to remember what I had for breakfast, because I will keep mentioning it, but it was tea with honey, a piece of toast with cheese, one sliced pear, and an egg perfectly prepared. I must have wandered around for hours, sometimes even out into the street getting honked at and sworn at. I might have stumbled around all night, except for a man who asked me if I wanted a ride. Huh? Oh, yeah, I guess so, I said. I got in. The man, who was in his mid-20s, looked at me. You alright, kid? You look like you've been in a fight. I have. I'm okay. Johnny is not dead, I told myself, and I believed it. Hate to say it, mate, the guy said, dryly. But you're bleeding all over my car seats. I blinked. I am? Your head! I reached up to scratch the side of my head where it had been itching for a while, and when I looked at my hand, it was smeared with blood. God, mate, I'm sorry, I said, dumbfounded. Don't worry about it. This wreck's been through worse. What's your address? I'm not about to dump a hurt kid out in the streets this time of night.